Adani Power has reported a significant decline in net profit for the second quarter of the current fiscal year, with consolidated net profit dropping by 50.37 to 3,297.52 crore rupees compared to 6,594.17 crore rupees in the same quarter last year. According to the company's regulatory filing on Monday, the reduction in net profit is attributed to lower income and increased tax expenses. The fall in revenue is partly due to a reduction in one-time revenue recognition from prior periods. The company reported a 598 crore rupees one-time revenue gain for Q2 of FY25, July-September 2024, compared to 2,781 crore rupees during the same period last year. Adani Power further explained that total one-time revenue recognition in the first half of FY25, April-September 2024, was 1,020 crore rupees, significantly lower than the 9,278 crore rupees recorded in H1 FY24. This decline was due to the resolution of major regulatory issues and the realization of outstanding payments from power distribution companies, DISCOMs, achieved in the previous fiscal year. In terms of tax expenses, Adani Power reported a total of 837 crore rupees for Q2 of the current fiscal, in contrast to a deferred tax credit of 1,371 crore rupees for the same period a year earlier. For the first half of FY25, tax expenses reached 1,829 crore rupees, which includes a deferred tax charge, whereas H1 FY24 saw a deferred tax credit of 1,330 crore rupees. The company's total income for the quarter dropped to 14,062.84 crore rupees from 14,935.68 crore rupees in the previous year, indicating a dip in revenue amidst challenging financial conditions. Despite these setbacks, CEO S.B. Khyalia emphasized the company's commitment to expansion and stabilization, noting that Adani Power is achieving rapid capacity growth and securing long-term power supply agreements. He stated that the company is focused on swiftly reviving recently acquired underperforming power plants by leveraging its core capabilities. In addition, the board of directors has approved a proposal to raise up to 5,000 crore rupees through the issuance of secured, rated, listed, redeemable non-convertible debentures. This fundraising effort will be split equally, with 2,500 crore rupees set for a public issue and the remaining 2,500 crore rupees raised through private placements in one or more tranches. A management committee has been authorized to oversee and implement the fundraising initiative. According to PTI, Adani Power reported a 21.37 increase in consolidated power sales volume for Q2 FY25, reaching 21.9 billion units, BU, compared to 18.1 BU in the same period last year. This rise was largely driven by an UPTICK in power demand and enhanced operating capacity, with inputs from PTI, and